Hello, Rock and Roll Rebels, and welcome to another episode of Ramble On with Rosie. That would be me, your host, Rosie. I am here to talk to you about two of my favorite things. First off, as y'all know, I have declared it Springstember, therefore I will be discussing Bruce, obviously. But also, I will be discussing one of my favorite things, and at least for a while in Bruce's life, one of his favorite things, which is dancing! Which I sadly didn't get to do last weekend, as I hoped to, but, oh well. I had fun at the concert anyways. But, dancing is so hugely important. For so many things. Myself, Bruce Springsteen, and the world at large. Humanity has been dancing as a way to socialize and, you know, make romantic moves for most of human history, in many cultures. So, dancing is desperately important. And to set the mood for how important dancing is, I will consult the source, Mr. Springsteen himself, who in his book Born to Run, if you've read it, you know what I'm about to read. And while I don't read it as well as Bruce reads it when he narrated the audiobook, y'all get the picture. So, to quote Bruce, "My showmanship skills developed early, seasoned by the Zerilli blood that flowed through my veins. I was born 100% grade A ham." Which, we're going to pause there and point out that I too was, while having no Italian ancestry that I know of, definitely born grade A ham. Also, it's highlighting a wonderful key point about dancing, which is the lack of inhibition. The whole, I don't mind being silly because I'm having a damn good time. He's like, "So, to grab the spotlight before I could play, I danced." All caps. Somewhat. Not all caps. "The main thing was I was willing to risk the ridicule of half of the neighborhood's population, the male half, because I'd found out that the other half found a guy who could dance with them to something other than a bone-grinding slow song enthralling." Bruce is 100% accurate there. Dancing is the way to many a girl's heart. I can't tell you how many people, my mom, my friend, Holly, myself, were all just like, "Just get me a guy that can dance." Sadly, my mom and my friend Holly are both married to guys who pretty much refuse to dance. Certainly anything besides a slow dance, then you gotta twist your arm to do that. I'm like, guys, if a 12-year-old Bruce can put in the effort to get some moves, y'all can do the same. So, dancing. Important. Very much so. And it shows in Bruce's music. Because I binge the entire studio catalog. So all the studio albums and the outtakes and such. So the ties that bind, the promise, the tracks, all those. And came up with over 100 songs that you could dance to. I won't be covering all of those this evening, but I will be covering a few of them. So, without further ado, to continue with Bruce, giving the backstory onto how he got his dance moves. "Bi-monthly, on Friday nights, St. Rose of Lima would open up its basement cafeteria and host a heavily chaperoned Catholic Youth Organization, CYO, dance for its wild hormone teens. On the dance floor, I already had a head start. I'd been pulled out onto the living room rug at family gatherings to twist with my mom ever since Chubby Checker smashed the hit parade to bits with the twist." And, like, that's one of the other points on why dancing is so important, is it's a great vehicle for young people to socialize. My mom went over 70 dances her, like, sophomore year, and there's only 52 weeks in a year, and I don't know that they had that many dances outside of the school year. So, dancing, up until fairly recently in human history, has been a very common occurrence to get the young people to, you know, a chance to mingle without being totally left to their own devices. Be it like the barn dances and the barn raising events, the, you know, country dances out west, you know, which is like, you know, I mean, I'm not even talking in saloons, I'm just talking like, hey, it's a party, so the young people are going to go dancing. All the way back to Jane Austen in the 1800s, dancing, young people, it's how you meet the person that you're, you know, gonna potentially, you know, marry. Mr. Darcy, even. And so, I mean, because there's so little influence on dancing these days, guys don't feel they need to learn. And I'm like, you're missing out on a very key way to get a girl's attention, which Bruce understands. Much to his credit. And to continue on Bruce's tangent, he goes on to discuss how he learned how to dance at the YMCA on Friday nights, just 50 steps from his door on his South Street home, which was absolutely forbidden territory by nun's decree, and he would be racked and tortured in front of the smugly satisfied class of 8th graders on Monday morning if word leaked out that you joined the heathen and their satanic Friday night rituals. Here, I dance for the first time in public. That would be the YMCA. So, peering on with his YMCA secret credentials, he takes the CYO dances when he gets around to them by storm. By the time I got to the CYO dance at my own alma mater, I had some rudimentary skills. The poor souls who comprised most of my Catholic male colleagues didn't yet realize that girls love to dance. All caps. He's absolutely right, by the way. So much so that they'll get on the floor with just about any geek who's got a few moves. That geek was me. I had a ridiculous assortment of gyrations, copped and exaggerated from the dances of the day. The monkey, the twist, the swim, the jerk, the pony, the mashed potato. I mixed them all into some stew of my own that occasionally got me on the floor with some of the finest women in town. This shocked my classmates, who'd only known me as the poor soul at the rear corner desk in class. I'd hear, "Hey, Springy, where'd you learn that?" Well, I'd practiced, and practiced hard, not just with my mom and at the Y, but heavily in front of the full-length mirror tacked up to the back of my door in my bedroom, way before I played broomstick guitar in front of it. Me and that mirror spent hours together in sweat-soaked frenzy, moving to the latest records of the day. I had a small suitcase stereo with a 45 adapter that held me in good stead, and I'd frug and twist and jerk my way to a soggy t-shirt that wouldn't be rivaled till many years later, in the midst of a fevered devil with a blue dress on, in front of a cavernous hall of 20,000 screaming rock fans. And then he concludes the chapter with, "Show me the dance floor." And I cannot agree more. The man gets it. Girls love to dance. And not just slow dance. My mom can do both and was a big fan of slow dancing. I have not had the opportunity and had not have a great desire to either. But I can still spot a good slow dance song with my ears. I that's about all I get to do to slow dance songs when I went to dances in college was listen to them and enjoy the music and, you know, sway on my own in the corner. Which is fine, you know. I don't want to slow dance with somebody unless they're special. But, so, we'll start out the discussion of Bruce's dancing songs with On the Slow Side. Which fits, because the Thundercrack Thursday episode I did on my Instagram channel this week, or rather last week, was about a slower song. Not total slow dance song, but it was a waltz, the Hunter of Invisible Game. Check out the episode. You can find out a little bit more about the song. It's on my Instagram, which is at Ramblin' with Rosie. Follow me there and you'll get updates when episodes come up and fun facts about rock and rock fashion and dance songs, dance moves, all a bunch of cool stuff. So anyways, that plug aside to the slow dances. I selected like a top 10 because there are quite a few that you could definitely slow dance to, but these are just really romantic kind of songs. Some of them are very sultry, like, you know, slow dance could lead to the back of the car kind of slow dance songs. So Spanish Eyes is definitely up there. If you're not familiar with the song, a decent number of the lyrics were lifted for I'm on Fire, but it's even slower and more sultry than I'm on Fire is. Next up is Sandy, another one of those might end up in the back of the car after the dance kind of songs. Drive All Night is one of my favorite Bruce songs. If you heard me on the Jesse Jackson podcast, Setlisting Bruce, that's the podcast that Jesse Jackson has, in the episode that I'm in, I discussed how much I deeply love Drive All Night. It's a beautiful romantic song, and I would happily slow dance with the right person for 8 minutes to that song. Maybe play it twice. It's like I discussed in last week's episode where the Ian Hunter song that references the River album, I'm like, probably tried to put the moves on during Drive All Night. What do you want to bet? But anyways, Drive All Night's lovely song, favorite of mine. Fade Away is another slow song, though a little sadder. Valentine's Day from Tunnel of Love is also slow, like it's a quintessential slow song. Like that one you might actually hear played as a slow song at a club, maybe. At some point in history, hopefully. Not now, but maybe, you know, in the late 80s when Tunnel of Love came out. Linda Let Me Be the One is another really nice, slow, romantic song. Very romantic. I love Linda Let Me Be the One. And I'm glad all the girls named Linda get a song, other than Linda Lou in the Lynyrd Skynyrd song. Back in Your Arms, which is an outtake off of the Darkness on the Edge of Town album, I believe, the Promise. I think Back in Your Arms is on the Promise. It's another kind of sad slow dance song. Obviously, Hearts of Stone off of Tracks is a very bittersweet, as I've discussed in the Hearts of the Stone Pony episode. Bittersweet, lovely, romantic slow dance song. The Brokenhearted, another bittersweet slow dance song. And then there's two really sweet ones to finish off this list, which I think I actually have 11 here. But Little Things My Baby Does is just really sweet. And The Way is one of the most romantic songs Bruce has ever written, in my opinion. I get that he doesn't like it. I don't get why he doesn't like it, though. Bruce needs to change his mind. It's a great song. Like, me and Jimmy Iovine are a fan club for The Way of Two. I'm sure there's more of us out there. If you love The Way, drop a comment and be like, The Way is awesome. And then we can maybe build a movement to get Bruce to play the song alive or something. If I go to a Bruce Springsteen concert, whenever he goes on tour again, I am either bringing one of two signs. I am bringing a sign that says, my name is Rosie, and I came out to dance. I mean, I came out tonight to dance with the boss. Or I'm bringing a sign that says, play out, you know, play songs off The Promise. This is The Way. And, you know, a Baby Yoda. Because if Baby Yoda can't convince Bruce Springsteen to play a song he doesn't like, then there's really not much hope of it ever happening. I mean, he's the single most powerful marketing tool in the last 12 years. So I'm like, if Grogu can't get the boss to play The Way, there's no chance. And speaking of The Way, the song City of Night that opens it can kind of be danced to. It's got a groove. I really like it. It's sort of different than any, it's a different style than any other Bruce song that Bruce has done that I know of. It's unique, and that's nice. I mean, Bruce does a lot of different things, but, and doesn't ever really exactly repeat himself. But City of Night is very, sort of, totally different than anything else, and I like it. And you can dance to it, and you can definitely slow dance to The Way. On the other end of the spectrum, you have the really fast songs, which would be, as I categorize them, the Get Jiggy songs. That's a phrase that my best friend in college and I would use quite often. Sometimes while bursting into dance in the grocery store aisles, because when you're in college, you can get away with doing that sort of thing. It's far from the strangest thing that the HEB employees have seen. They work at a college town. They're immune. Anyway, so the Get Jiggy songs. Obviously, the one that kickstarted it all, the E Street Shuffle, off of The Wild, the Innocent, the E Street Shuffle, very much is like the definition of just chaotic, cut loose kind of dancing. You can definitely step the shuffle like you ain't got no brains. Just go all out and don't care. E Street Shuffle's great for that. So is Rosalita. It's another one of those songs, if you don't at least tap your toes, clap your hands, shake your butt to Rosalita, I'm not quite sure you're alive. Maybe you are, but it's in some doubt. The closest to disco that Bruce ever got, in my opinion, is Cover Me. It's got a really heavy, like, bass to it, you know, pounding rhythm. And I think it was even played in the dance clubs in the 80s, which I assume were playing disco because it was the 80s. So, Bruce is tiptoeing in dangerous territory of disco would be Cover Me. Dancing in the Dark is obviously his most famous dancing song. In fact, I think it placed like number 7 on the dancing charts in 1984 when it came out. I spouted out all the fun facts about Dancing in the Dark on a Thundercrack Thursday episode on my Instagram a couple weeks ago. So, if you want further deets on Dancing in the Dark, go check out the Insta at Ramble On with Rosie. Nearly related to E Street Shuffle is the song that is more my theme song even than Rosalita is, and I find it hilarious that all three of these songs are on the Get Jiggy list. It's clear why I love Bruce and what songs make me love him most. So E Street Shuffle and Thundercrack and Rosalita. Thundercrack being the one I'm discussing because if you listen to it, you listen to E Street Shuffle, there are some similarities. And it's just really enjoyable, cut loose, I can't stop myself from dancing to it. It's also my ringtone for my alarm in the morning, because if that don't get you out of bed, you did. Jack, you did. It's an old, like, jazz 40s kind of number that my dad plays sometimes. The refrain is, if this is this, and if Jack, you did. So, if you don't get out of bed to Thundercrack, Jack, you did. One of my other favorite Bruce songs to dance to is Working on a Highway, especially the live version. I think it's on the live 75 through 85 box set that came out in the 80s. I know it's from the Los Angeles Coliseum in like 84 or 85. I think it's an August show, August or September, late summer kind of show. And Bruce even has this line where he's sort of, you know, adding to the lyrics and extemporizing on how we're working all day in the hot sun and the rain and I'm sick of it and I feel like dancing. And I'm like, that's definitely a good song to dance to. And I always feel like dancing, so I appreciate the line there. Seaside Bar is another good song that you can just cut loose to. Mary's Place is like Rosalita for the 21st century. And a nice upbeat break on a very somber album of The Rising, which obviously with the impending, or rather past tense by the time this gets posted, 20th anniversary of September 11th. It's, you know, nice to have Mary's Place on there with all the other more solemn songs. So, Mary's Place is the Rosalita for the 21st century, and you could totally just cut loose and dance to it. And All or Nothing at All is another good dance song. And I'm not quite sure how you could. It has a good beat to it, so I swear you could dance to Shackled and Drawn. I just haven't quite figured out how. Somebody else who loves to dance and has more ideas, hit me with some suggestions. Maybe one of these days, if I figure out how, I will post it as an episode of Thundercrack Thursday. Other fun styles of dance that Bruce covers, obviously there's the waltz, like I mentioned, there's Hunter of Invisible Game, which is a waltz rhythm. Incident on 57th Street is another slow, sultry song like Sandy and Spanish Eyes that I think is in waltz time or near two. It's kind of got a little bit of that jazz infusion to it in a slow sense, so it's hard to keep track of the pacing, but I think it could reasonably be waltz too, especially, but dance too in general, for sure. I Wanna Marry You is kind of a waltz time-ish. I think it could be waltz too. It definitely could be dance too. Queen of the Supermarket, I'm pretty sure, is also in waltz time, and it's just a lovely song. It's fun. It's kind of like a City of Night in the fact that it's unique. It sort of stands apart. There's not a lot of other songs like it in Bruce's discography. And it's really sweet. Especially when you think about the fact that his sister, Virginia, worked at a Kmart. So it feels like, you know, somewhat reality-based. So it's sweet. You could definitely two-step and swing to songs like Frankie and Cindy and Cross My Heart and If I Should Fall Behind and My Beautiful Reward. Like, those are the more, like, slower kind of swing dance songs you could do. I mean, I've two-stepped a lot, and I could totally see myself doing one of the slower-paced dances to those. And Sleepy Joe's Cafe literally sounds like it's something that could be played in a country western dance hall. Darlington County is a nice, fun, upbeat swing song that you could be spun around to. Give the Girl a Great Big Kiss, you could be spun infinitely to. I'm big on being spun, in case you couldn't tell. I'm basically a human front-loading washing machine. Just spin me around, okay? And I've been flipped, and it's so much fun. It's one of the biggest things I miss about college is getting to go dancing. Leave and Train is another song that you can swing to, as is kind of Surprise, Surprise. Like I said, yet again, I think I could totally see myself being spun around to Surprise, Surprise and having a fantastic time. After swinging, there's a slightly more risque category, which there's about 3 songs that Bruce wrote. There's a couple more off of his, like, later stuff that have, like, some heavy bluesy harmonica and slide guitar. But, the 3 that I wrote down for this topic is gonna make me blush a little bit, is, like, songs that could, if there was such a thing as a Bruce Springsteen-themed strip club. So I don't know, the Bada Bing of the Sopranos that Silvio Dante played by Stevie runs, if they had a Bruce Springsteen-themed, you know, night for the dancing girls, they could totally play Spirit in the Night, for one. It's very much got a sultry, hip-swaying, kind of slow burlesque-y kind of rhythm to it. You know, with that sort of jazziness that a lot of Bruce's, or some of Bruce's songs off of his first 2 albums had. Then the second most overt song in the Bruce Springsteen catalog, to my knowledge, or at least in my opinion, because the first time I heard Redheaded Woman, I didn't think Bruce wrote it. I thought he was covering somebody else's song because, you know, Bruce is married to a redheaded woman. I was like, you wrote that? Patty let you publicize? Jeez, Bruce, just lay it all out there. But the runner-up to that, and a fine dance song for such a situation and location, as a strip club, would be Part Man, Part Monkey. Very sultry, risque song in of itself, and it kind of has that kind of grinding-ish rhythm to it that would put it, you know, right at home in a dancing establishment of questionable morals. And then the third one is totally incongruous lyrically, but as a huge sucker for guitar solos and really grungy, mean, distorted guitar, Adam Raised a Cain. You could raise some more things besides just Cain to that song. It's a really mean dancing song if you wanted to dance a little dirty. So that's my risque category. And on a much more innocent side of the spectrum, songs that you could twist to would be Open All Night and Held Up Without a Gun and I'm a Rocker. Incidentally, a note on Open All Night is, while I know Bruce, I can't remember which song Bruce wrote it. I want to say it was Hungry Heart that he wrote for the Ramones, but I totally could see the Ramones doing something like Open All Night. I think it's mainly because the whole hey-ho, rock and roll, deliver me from nowhere, very Ramone-sounding line. So, it's too bad that they didn't get to cover it. Alas. Other genres of dance that some of Bruce's songs fit into is American Land, with the heavy Irish influence. Definitely could be like reeled or jigged too, I feel. Point Blank, yet again, lyrically incongruous, but you could tango to Point Blank. It's got that kind of, you know, you could see Spanish dancers, like the melody of it, not the lyrics, but the melody of it is just very much, you know, tango-esque. And you could salsa to High Hopes. I am thoroughly convinced of this. It's got that jazzy kind of Latin influence, and I'd totally be down for somebody to salsa to High Hopes. And as a sort of bonus, Let's Be Friends has a very beach bum feel to it. And I'm like, I'm not quite sure what type of dance style would fit into that, but you could definitely dance to Let's Be Friends. And while we're on the topic of friendship, thank y'all for your friendship, sort of, listening to me, as I, wind down this episode. I hope you appreciated my excerpts that I quoted from Bruce's book and my insights and silly dance list. I promise next week's will be a little bit more, you know, serious and academic, or sort of, at least be more lyric based. But I got y'all in the groove for this week. Dance, celebrate, and enjoy life. And maybe you can start some dances for the young folks in your area, because it's just a huge sense of community that dancing brings, and socializing. It's a part of the, you know, fabric of human history that's being discarded these days. And as a social construct, dancing is a good thing. It's a positive way to make new friends, meet new people, and have fun. So y'all have fun. Have a great week. Follow me on the Instagram and the Facebook. Check out the podcast if you prefer podcast to YouTube. It's on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Let me know about any other podcast hosting sites that you'd like the episodes available on, and I'll see if I can do that. And I will see y'all next week for more Springsteen. And y'all have a great week, and be kind to each other, and rock on.